Hi, this is my set, take two.
I'm in love with the pawnbroker's stepdaughter, making his living, possessing things that aren't his, and I want you to know who I am if I ever find out who I am. I'm in love with the pawnbroker's stepdaughter. Myself, if you're never gonna let me back in, then I'm okay. I'm in love with the pawnbroker's stepdaughter. Everything's sacred to someone with nothing to lose, like his daughter, the virtuous queen of denial, and her virtues aren't actually his. I'm in love with the pawnbroker's stepdaughter. Shining on, and I'd like to be less than you want me to be, and I hope that you'll stop staring bullets at me, and I'd like to be totally lost for a while. If I'm stuck, then I swear that I'll find you again. I don't want to get stuck in a dead conversation with the wide-eyed spokesmodel for the new libertine lifestyle, and I'm okay. I'm in love with the pawnbroker's stepdaughter, making his living, possessing things that aren't his, like his daughter, the virtuous queen of denial, and her virtues aren't actually his. I'm in love with the pawnbroker's stepdaughter. Everything's sacred to someone with nothing to lose, and I'd like to be less than you want me to be, and I hope that you'll stop staring bullets at me, and I'd like to be totally lost for a while. If I'm stuck, then I swear that I'll find you again. I'm okay.
So I've been song fighting, I guess, for about 3 years, I don't know. My first fight was Shreds, and I've been doing it ever since. Though I haven't done it in probably about, I think, exactly a year, as of like last week. So I really wanted to get back into it, so I wrote a song for Lava Lamp last week, and never recorded it, but I'm gonna play it for you now. So this is like the first time I've ever really performed this song, so I haven't really practiced it. So like if it cuts off, like right after the second verse, and then it's repeated twice or something, it's supposed to be like that.
Paints her portraits without any eyes. She just can't seem to finish. When the painting is done with, she always decides the subject inside of her suddenly dies. She wants to hold on to these moments in time and keep them around forever. But capturing people in color and light, a sudden finality, a static eternity. Her studio's full of unfinished things, colorless landscapes and desk is an icon of an era that no one else remembers. Lava lamp, how you represent days gone by and time well spent. Lava lamp, all your colors inside multiply and then collide. You can't live in the past, but you can live too fast in the moment. When you can't take it anymore, you fall. So much life behind you that you lose the road ahead. And she paints pictures that don't end, and she makes money she won't spend. Her lava lamp is burning strong, and she's burnt out. can't see today at all. She's too busy living in the past, gazing softly into the soft hypnotic glow of her very own. Lavalier, how you represent days gone by and time well spent. Lavalier, all your colors inside multiply and then collide. Lavalier.
Thanks. Thank you. This is another song. This is one of the two songs I've ever written that incorporated piano. I have this old, it's actually the only piano I think that exists that has the Nintendo seal of approval. It was like an NES peripheral that you, like it's an NES game that teaches you to play piano, and it's really great, and it has all these cheap 80s like synth sounds. So you said a lot. This song's called Ginger Ginseng. Drinking gin, or are you smoking ginseng leaves again? And are you even listening, or can't you even hear? Are you playing Scrabble, or are you just spouting nonsense syllables at me and hoping I fall down? Are you drinking gin, or are you smoking ginseng leaves again? And do you understand, or can I slowly fall apart? Are you happily defying gravity, or are you on the floor sleepwalking though you're wide awake? Gin or ginseng, are you buzzed or are you howling curses at the moon and dreaming of sleep? Are you drinking gin or are you smoking ginseng leaves again? And is it kicking in or should I worry that you're faking it? Are you drinking gin and are you talking to the walls, and do you even know your name and where you are? Gin or ginseng, are you buzzed or are you having curses at the moon and dreaming of sleep? Gin or ginseng, are you buzzed or are you having curses at the moon and closing your eyes? Next song, it's not actually a song fight. It was for an album a day project that I did one time. And although technically, like the title, I guess you really could sort of transpose it over to the bioluminescence fight. The song is called I No Longer Control the Insects.
If I were an insect, I would be a firefly, and I wouldn't be afraid to die. I would not be frightened when some child caught me in her outstretched hand, I'd be fine. But I can no longer control the insect instincts that we're all immune to. And I can no longer be whole now that I no longer control the insects. If I were an insect, I would be a lightning bug, and I would have the power of bioluminescence, and I'd have the essence of lightning, and I'd control the sky.
There's only one song in my repertoire, like there's only one song in the entire Feldspar catalog that uses a capo. So this capo, right, it's a bit of plastic on my guitar. It made the trip from Handen, Connecticut through New York City here, like hundreds of miles, 7-hour trip, just for this one 30-second song. So I really hope that you enjoy it. This is probably the hardest working piece of equipment on this stage today. The song is called Step Up.
stepping up, step away from the car. This car is protected by Viper. Stepping up, step on up, try your luck. Win a prize by knocking over the bottles. Step on up. Try not to trip over the step up, step up. Watch your step, this floor has just been mopped. Step into the darkness and light up. Stepping up, step away from the car. This car is protected by Viper. Stepping up, step away from the car. This car is protected by Viper.
This thing came all the way here just for that one song. I'm gonna do, I think, one or two more. I really don't know yet. Maybe three, five. I don't know. I have some short songs, so I think it's really okay. The song is called A Variation on Two.
I'm a circle in a bottle full of concentric circles, and I float the tunnels of the light. 100,000 zombies with 100 million dead stares, but they never even put up a fight. Try as I might to understand it, and collect as I will to its cold dead hands, and hope against hope it'll all undo. A three is just a variation on two. I'm a fine girl, but I'm fading. I have problems just relating, and I'm only here to pick up my check. Happiness is fleeting, mixed it doesn't bear repeating, and there's no way for the world to connect. If there's been a misunderstanding, it does stop me right now, the eagle is landing. I'll pray and I'll scream, but there's not much to do. A three is just a variation on two.
I do short songs because, like, I really don't know how to write a bridge, so that's why my songs are all so short. Okay, I'm trying to decide between two final songs, Fight the Sea or Things to Do in New York. I like them both, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll try Fight the Sea.
I stand on the shore, squinting my eyes, sand in my eyes. Salt, salt in the wounds on my face and hands and arms and knees, and I try, Lord, I try, biding my time, planning my moves. Oh, you can't fight the sea, because the sea carries me home, carry me home, carrying on, floating around. Shoes, trip on my feet, then I fall off of the dock, land on the rocks, breaking my arm, and I scream, oh, I'm alone, so far from home that I can't even recognize street names. Oh, you can't fight the sea, because the sea carries me home, carry me home, carrying on, floating around. As the waves crashed overhead, filling my lungs, breaking my spirits and also my bones. Then I successfully drowned. Life's kind of funny like that. I mean, maybe I don't get the joke. You can't fight the sea, because the sea carries me home, carry me home, carrying on.
Thank you. Can we do one more? All right, I'm going to do one more. I'm going to do Things to Do in New York, since before the previous sets, everyone was dedicating songs to their wives or whatever. So this one's for my girlfriend, Erin, who's right there, right now, flashing lights at me. It's called Things to Do in New York. I wrote this for her 17th birthday.
driving around wide open roads all lit abruptly out of town. We're both alone, we'll find our own way home. The primrose path of dalliance leads directly to the bone. I didn't mind the music that your broken voice sang out to me. And I don't understand the way the moonlight made you seem more beautiful to me. And there's nothing to do in New York except get away from New York, except get away. There's nothing to do in New York except go home. It's after dark, the streetlights and the Christmas lights illuminate the way home. It's too late to say goodnight, so we both sat and watched the clock change as the eerie blue light filled our eyes. And neither of us spoke too clearly about some things. And the silence we shared spoke louder than everything, everything. There's nothing to do in New York except get away from New York, except get away. There's nothing to do in New York except go home. Driving around wide open roads all lit abruptly out of town. It was far too late to say goodnight or anything at all. I watched as your face lit up the solemn chorus you tried to sing. The silence spoke louder than everything, everything, everything. There's nothing to do in New York unless you're 17 and lost and trying not to be alone again. And there's nothing to do in New York unless you're too tired to pretend. There's nothing to do in New York except get away from New York, except free your mind and get away from here. And there's nothing to do in New York except go home.
Thank you.